And this is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Friday nights, great music on KUAF at 8 o'clock, Beale Street Caravan, blues that originates from Memphis at 9. It's our own Generic Blues Show with Paul Kelso. At 10, Robert Ginsberg and Shades of Jazz. And then don't forget, throughout the week, great music, both from national producers and our own folks, like Mike Shirky and the Pick and Post, Saturday nights at 7, followed at 9 by Jazz Travels with Steve Wilkes. And every Sunday through Thursday night at 8 on 91.3 is Of Note with Katie Hendrickson. If you'd like to see a complete schedule of all of the KUAF channels and the music that we offer throughout the week, you can go to KUAF.com. Speaking of music, The Inner Party will celebrate its sophomore LP, Darker, tonight at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville. Four members of the band, Dave Morris, Keith Miller, Bob Geiser, and Sean Johnson, stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio last week to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new project. They were joined by Aaron Poppy, who helped sing some of their new songs, including this one titled Stay Together for the Cats.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by The Inner Party. Gentlemen, welcome back.
What's up? Glad to be back. Thank you for having us.
Happy to have you. You're here because have a new album coming out, right?
Yes. It is our sophomore LP. It's called Darker, and we spent a really long time working on it. So we're very glad to finally be finished with it and put it out into the world.
Is it darker than your last one?
Yes, I would certainly say so. There's definitely a lot more sorrow in it. But the title isn't just about, like, oh, darkness. You know, we kind of have a running theme with space concepts and, you know, that sort of thing. And the title actually comes from the idea posited in the book, The Five Ages of the Universe, that essentially as the universe goes on in time and ages, you know, stars collapse into black holes and stuff, and eventually we achieve a state of heat death, and there's, like, no light, there's no anything. And so it's...
it's kind of darker.
Yeah, so...
So it's heavier than a dark hole?
Yes.
A dark hole.
The last time you guys were here, you mentioned how your songs, a lot of them had a political slant. Is that still the case this time?
There are definitely still some political songs. We have two songs that are specifically about Donald Trump because, you know, it's kind of hard to, especially for a band like us, to not comment on something like that. But there's still, like, tidbits of politics and probably everything. But overall, I think there's maybe a little bit of a shift from, like, overt social commentary to things that are maybe a little bit more personal, or, you know, we obviously doubled down, if you couldn't tell from the title, on the whole space theme too.
Abstract space stuff.
Yeah. So yes, social commentary and protest songs are part of it still, but it's a little bit more diverse this time around as far as subject matter goes.
And the album comes out the 10th of August. But I thought it was interesting, you released something back in July that was kind of an album. It was remixes for songs that aren't out yet. Can you explain this to me?
We consider it a maxi single in the tradition of, like, you know, a bunch of Nine Inch Nails singles and, like, some stuff from The Cure and some stuff from Smashing Pumpkins and things like that.
There was a good bit of that in the 90s where their singles, you know, would have 5+ tracks, you know.
Dave and Keith are big themes. Generation Xers.
That's right. It's called Weimar
it's
Mixes
not my
1.
Fault.
Weimar is the closing track on the album, and it's fully electronic. There have always been electronic elements in the band, but this is the first song that's just been straight, you know, like pretty much 100% electronic. And so growing up, listening to, you know, all these Nine Inch Nails singles and stuff, you know, we've always wanted to do things with remixes, but we didn't, you know, it just never worked out for whatever reason. Then now we had the song that's an obvious candidate for it. Plus, for this record, we're involved with Let's Talk Figures, and that kind of hipped us to a lot of guys in the vaporwave scene that, of course, do remixes. So it just, you know, it just kind of worked out. And then also, we had some songs that were written and recorded as part of the same sessions for the album, but they were at the very, very end, and we didn't really just want to jam them on the album itself. So, you know, but we still wanted to get them out relatively soon for various reasons. And so I guess kind of the compromise was like, well, we'll do all these remixes and then we'll have these B-sides that, you know, weren't going to be on the album anyway, but we'll still be out. And, you know, that's where the song Stay Together for the Cats comes from. So.
And what's that one about?
It is the most blatantly honest thing I've ever written. It is about cats. I apparently can't get through an album without going through a breakup. I don't remember if we actually talked about this last time. I know we talked about the song, When Zombies Come. Yeah.
They're like Phil Collins, except during the album.
Right. So that song from our last album was like my first real attempt in this band to just write like a straight up love song. And for my efforts, my girlfriend at the time, who wanted a song written about her, like, broke up with me, basically, as soon as she didn't hear the songs. I don't think that had anything to do with it, but, like, you know, it's like, she broke up, like, literally, we got back from Nebraska, where we were recording, and then a week later, I was on the market.
Not good enough. See
ya. And this time around, I was in a much more serious relationship. Towards the end of the tracking, my girlfriend moved out. I took it really hard, and this song just kind of popped into to existence. And so I really wanted to do something with it. But I also felt like maybe it was a little too personal for me. So we brought in Aaron, who is an excellent singer, and I just thought it kind of worked better from a woman's perspective anyway. So.
And Erin loves, she loves cats. She loves her cat at least.
Yeah.
I mean, the song's about a breakup, but it's also about those poor cats.
It is. Those poor cats.
Single parent cats.
Yes, they're from a broken home. And in case the listeners were wondering, like, the song did not succeed in its mission. So we did not, in fact, stay together for the cats.
In case anyone's listening, Dave is single and he has three cats.
Two cats. Only one of them was mine before the relationship, so, yeah.
It was kind of like the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
Well, you got a song out of it.
Yes.
You got a song out of it.
That's all you can ask for is art.
Yeah, and I'm really, like, I'm very happy with the song. Like, it's gotten, it's struck a nerve with a lot of people, I think maybe more so than some of our, like, weird songs about black holes and, you know, Trump and all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to maybe branch out a little bit as far as our potential audience and stylistically and things like that. So the breakup sucked, but the art that came out of it is a blessing. So
how many songs did end up on Darker?
16. It is almost exactly 75 minutes long, so it's very prog rocky.
And you're going to have a CD release show at Smoke and Barrel August 10th?
We actually will not have CDs the front end. This was a very expensive record to make, and you know, it's like, let's be honest, like, people don't just, like, I don't think that a whole lot of people even listen to CDs anymore. Like, the people that do buy them, I think it's more of like a souvenir, like, token trying to support the band thing. I mean, I personally love CDs, but just after we got through all the process of, you know, paying for mixing, and we had the album mastered at the Blasting Room in Fort Collins, Colorado, which was a huge deal, and also cost a pretty penny. But after we got through all that stuff, we were just like, you know, we're not going to worry about CDs in the front end. If we wind up going on tour, which, you know, hopefully we will, and it catches on a little bit more, we'll, you know, do cassettes or CDs or vinyl or something, so we have a physical release. But for now, we're just good with, you know.
Album release.
Right, yeah. It'll be on Bandcamp that day, and then 3 weeks later, it'll be on iTunes and Spotify and, you know, Google Play and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be available for anyone that wants it.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the new project.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
This is To Be a Star. 1, 2, 3. To hide when you're
star to burn it all away till you're empty inside. To be a star, to be a star.
That was Dave Morris, Keith Miller, Bob Geiser, and Sean Johnson, four members of the Inner Party. They were joined by singer Aaron Poppy last week inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The band will celebrate its new album, Darker, with a concert tonight at Smoke and Barrel. White Mansion and Crash Blossom will also perform, and there is a $5 cover. If you'd like more information, you can go to theinnerparty.com.